Laughing Eyes Kennel presents The Gypsy Musher with Iditarod and Yukon Quest veteran Hugh Neff. The Gypsy Musher will share stories from the trail, fortune-telling, and memories of mushing years past. Follow The Gypsy Musher on Twitter and visit our website at gypsymusher.com.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto hosting the Gypsy Musher for Hugh Neff. Hugh is out on the Iditarod Trail, and we're filling up some time with some shows while he is gone for his fans and listeners. And today we have a very special show. We have probably mushing's biggest fan, Sydney Godby, the Dawson Dolly, Alaska's own Dawson Dolly. Sydney, Cindy, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Robert. Good day.
Well, nice to have you on. I know you're a huge fan of mushing, and you have been a huge fan of Laughing Eyes Kennel and Hugh Neff for a long time. You and I have spoken over the last couple of years at the start and whatnot, and I don't think there's a more colorful character than Dawson Dolly.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, I just love to come to the races. My passion is dog sledding, and I'm a huge fan of Hugh Neff and Laughing Eyes Kennel. Actually, it was Hugh Neff that actually got me started getting excited about the Iditarod. And so I'm a big fan of Hugh Neff and of the Iditarod and the Yukon Quest, and I love to bring Dawson Dolly to bring color and encouragement and fun and cheer for the mushers and the fans.
You know, before we get too far into this and describe who Dawson Dolly is, you have to tell us about the ceremonial start this past weekend. Of course, this is Hugh's show, and you're on Hugh's tag sled, as they call it, the second sled behind the main dog team. Tell us what happened there at the ceremonial start.
Oh, my gosh, Robert, that was such an honor that Hugh invited me to come to the ceremonial start to be on the back sled. And so he just said, well, hang on and enjoy the ride, Dolly, and make sure there's no slack in the line. So I got on the back of that sled, and we're cruising down the front street, Fourth Avenue, and then all of a sudden he said, Dolly, put on the brakes. So I put on the brakes, and I literally tipped over. Right at the intersection there must have been six men that came along. What a blessing that was. Picked me up, put me back on the sled, and off we went to the start line. It was really a wonderful experience. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere, but I haven't found it yet.
and you know, you and I spoke the next day after that, and you said that was pretty much the nail in the coffin, so to speak. You were hooked on mushing at that point.
Oh, yes, I tell you what, I'm ready to get my own team now, Robert. That was my first real experience of actually enjoying being on the back of the sled. Usually I'm in Hugh Neff's basket when he takes me cruising around. But for the first time, I actually could feel what those mushers feel on that trail, that freedom, that gliding, just going with nature and just enjoying the ride. I can totally understand why they love this sport and that it's their passion.
Well, being a performer as Dawson Dolly, I'm sure it didn't help having tens of thousands of people watch you as you're headed down Fourth Avenue there in Anchorage.
Oh, you know what? Dawson Dolly's all about the fun. And so I think it's just something that she would naturally probably do. I couldn't do that if I tried again, that's for sure. But I just kind of, you know what I do? I just go and flow, and I just enjoy the moment and enjoy anything that's happening. And I'm just so thankful that those men picked me back up and put me back on that sled, and off I went, waving to the crowd.
There you go. So let's talk about Dawson Dolly. I know you're a fixture in Skagway. It's a port town on the Inside Passage in the southern part of Alaska, but you make your way all around doing appearances and shows and coming to the start of the Iditarod and all that. Who is Dawson Dolly, and how in the world did she get started?
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, I got started about 20 years ago. I was working at the famous, most exclusive bordello called the Red Onion Saloon that was very famous during the Klondike Gold Rush days. Of course, to now, today, they entertain tourists, and I became Madame Dolly. I did theater shows outside, and I also did brothel tours and Red Light District walking tours, and they even have a pizza named after me at the famous Red Onion Saloon called Dawson Dolly Pizza. And so then I, after being the madam for 8 years, pretend madam, just so you all know, I used to say things like, I used to be Snow White, but I drifted. But anyways, then I decided to take a break from that, and I headed up the creek to go gold mining with my husband. My husband's a gold miner, and I'm a gold digger. So then I started working at the Klondike Gold Dredge, and I started doing shows there, and that's when Dawson Dolly came into being there. From doing shows and also working on the White Pass and Yukon Railroad train, I had my own Dolly's parlor car. And now I'm doing Dolly's Wildlife Adventure Tour, where we head out to Dyea in the famous Chilkoot Trail, and we look for whales and seals and otters and grizzly bears and black bears and wolves, and it's just a really fun time.
You know, I haven't had a chance to be down to Skagway yet. I've only been up here in Alaska for, it'll be 3 years in August, so it hasn't been too long. But I know that that's a big port city for a lot of the cruise ships, and a lot of people are coming up from all over the world to visit Alaska, and one of the main stops is Skagway. Can you give us just a little bit of history of Skagway?
Yeah, Skagway is the gateway to the Klondike, and that's where all the gold seekers from all around the world came. They came up on the steamship and hiked up. And then they climbed one of two trails. They either took the White Pass Trail, which is longer but more treacherous, where 3,000 horses died, or they also took the Chilkoot Trail, the famous Chilkoot Trail, where they have the many, many steps where you head up over the pass, and that is shorter but steeper. And each miner wished they would have taken the other trail. So it was the gateway to the Klondike and the beginning of where the two trails started. And it's 600 miles to Dawson City when they took that trek up there, and it took them about a year to get there, and they had to have 2,000 pounds of goods. So by the time most of them arrived in Dawson City, most of the claims had already been staked, and so they had to come all the way back down again. But Skagway's a great little town. It's 22 blocks long and 5 blocks wide, and in the winter we have about 350 people, so we're all kind of family. But in the summer, we get up to 4 to 6 cruise ships a day.
Wow.
So we are really excited when they come into town. We have about 4.5 months of the cruise ships, and we are very grateful for them because they come and to have a good time, and we like to show them Alaska and show them what a special place we live in.
So before we get into talking about your book, Hoots and Toots on Dolly's Parlor Car, and we're going to have a link to that on the Gypsy Musher website as soon as we're done, I want to know how in the world you got involved in this wonderful sport of dog sledding. What was the first thing that captured your imagination with working with some of these dogs and being Mushing's biggest fan?
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, I used to live in the interior in Glen Allen, and I worked at a place called Tolsona Lake Resort, and I used to be a checker there for many years. And so I would also be bartending and waitressing and be up for 3 days where we were checking dogs. I mean, that's where I met Martin Boozer and Paul Gephardt and, so many other mushers there. And so I have really been involved with it for many years. But when I met Hugh Neff and Tamara, that I tell you what, that is when I became really good friends with both of them. And I started going to visit them up on Annie Lake, and he would take me out for rides on the dog sled, whether by four-wheeler or by sled. And so I really got into the racing then. And so for the past 3 years, I've been going to Nome and the Iditarod start and the Yukon Quest start, and I just really have a passion. These dogs are the most amazing athletes in the world, and they are born and bred to run. And these mushers that are on the back of those sleds that travel 1,150 miles are simply amazing to me. I am just so passionate about this sport and about the excitement that these dogs have been, dog sledding has been around for 8,000 years, used as freight, as transportation, as for rides and for racing. But this sport's been around for many, many years, and it's so great that it's our state sport of Alaska.
It is. It is. And I know you're getting ready to head up to Nome very soon to greet the mushers and to do what you do as Dawson Dolly. But you have to think, wow, it's pretty special that we have a woman in the lead right now with Allie Zirkle. What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm really excited about Allie Zirkle. I tell you what, you know, I'm a huge fan of Hugh Neff, and I will always be a fan of Hugh Neff, but I am thrilled to death about Allie. She's a wonderful person. She's an excellent musher, and I got a feeling she may take this race. I think it's time for a woman musher to win again. I'm all about the lady mushers. Oh, yeah, Jody Bailey and Michelle Phillips and Kelly Griffin and Allie Zirkle. I am just so proud of all of them. Yes, so Allie Zirkle has my vote for sure. I hope she wins.
Well, you know, a woman hasn't won since the great Susan Butcher in 1990, so it's been 22 years since a woman crossed first under that Burled Arch in Nome. So hopefully, old Allie does pull it through. I remember meeting her many years ago when she was still a pretty young musher in about 2000 before her Yukon Quest win and all that. So we're definitely pulling for Allie. And, of course, this is Hugh's show, so we're pulling for Hugh, too. He's a great musher and one heck of a guy.
Yeah.
But before we run out of time here, Dawson Dolly, let's talk about your book, Hoots Toots on Dolly's Parlor Car. What is that all about?
Okay, Hoots and Toots on Dolly's Parlor Car is True Tales of an Alaskan Adventuress. I actually had my own parlor car on the White Pass and Yukon Railroad train, and these are the stories that I would tell on all of my tours. So I named it Hoots and Toots because it's a really funny book. I've read it 11 times, and I still laugh. Can't wait to read it again. But it's got big print, short stories, and lots of pictures, and it's a really fun, great read. It's about all my Alaskan adventures. Oh, golly, getting stuck to the outhouse seat at 70 below, the dog that bit me and died, gold mining up the creek, Robert Williams, my love affair with Robert Williams when I met him, living on a sailboat, living in a tent and skinning a bear. Just some really fun adventures that I've experienced throughout my life living in Alaska 27 years. Sarah Palin actually gave me her foreword, and so did the president of the White Pass and Yukon Railroad. So if anybody's interested in buying my book, you can go to my website at DawsonDolly.com. And you can order it through PayPal. It's $13, and then it's like, $2 to $3 for shipping. So if anybody's ready for a fun read with all kinds of Alaskan adventures and lots of pictures, check out Hoots and Toots on Dolly's Parlor Car.
There you go. That's going to be on DawsonDolly.com, and we're going to have a link on this show page as well. You know, it's been very quick, very short, 15-minute show. I know you have plans for the rest of the weekend. Dawson Dolly, it's been a pleasure. I'm sure you and I will meet again very soon, and we'll make sure that we pass along any comments or whatever questions that we get to you on Facebook or on this page as well, okay?
Oh, that sounds great, Robert. Well, I appreciate everybody having me on the show and you having me on the show today. I take off for Nome tomorrow. I'll be gone for 10 days. And I'd like to say, live your life with passion. Expect great things to happen. And remember, the gold is within. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was Dawson Dolly. Make sure you check out our website, DawsonDolly.com. DawsonDolly.com. A little tongue twister there. I'm sorry. So this is Robert Forto sitting in for Yukon Quest champion Hugh Neff. He's out on the Iditarod Trail and should be back on the show when he returns. We wish him well and send him good thoughts his way on his way to Nome. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.